Well, I'll mention this a little later. Let's start with our marker sheet. So today we've been talking a lot about the border between day and night, correct, on the ending side. And we pointed out that there is the no man's land of Bein HaZmanim at the border between day one and day two, between day two and day three, right? This idea of Bein HaShemashos. But we don't have an analogous concept of Bein HaShemashos when we try to figure out when does the day begin, meaning when does morning begin? How early in the morning is morning? Hey, Strauss. Actually, pretty good attendance. I was very impressed. Right? No thanks to Ezra. To figure out what to do with him. Maybe we can impeach him from whatever position he holds.
He's not agreed upon by the
Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. He lost our confidence. Well, yeah, we're going to impeach him.
I think he's probably miserable
right now.
He did tell me, a direct quote from him is that he wishes he was here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay. But there is no Bein HaShemashos in the morning. So it sounds like we know when morning begins, or at least we're more confident about the onset of morning than we are about the onset of evening. Right? Now, one way of explaining, there are two broad ways you could go to explain that. What are they?
Yeah,
Eitan?
Not important.
What?
Not important.
Okay, that's interesting. That'd be a third way. You're saying the when you're mugged, your morning is not as important. See, I think it's a very difficult way to go. That's why I hadn't included it in my list, because you'll see from the Mishnah in Megillah that Bris Milah is one of the things that depends on Bayom HaShemini. That sounds like a pretty important. I guess we have to do Ma'ayin. What would happen if we did the Bris Milah Balayla? Right? Would that be considered? But what if you did it before? I mean, what if you did it at Alos HaShachar before Hanitz, right? It does sound like it mattered. Like, I'll give you an example also for Nosar, right? That it has to be, you can't leave it over until the morning. Right? So it does sound that things become possible with the beginning of the next day, whether it's the Karban Pesach, whether it's any Nosar. Our Gemara itself is very interested in that question on Daf. Is it Daf Yud Aleph? Let's take a look at that for a second. Sorry, Daf Tes. Let's look on Daf Tes and Aleph for a second. Anybody have a Gemara? Daf Tes and Aleph, the Gemara says, Regamliel Mikam Ad Chatzos. Right, so let's look at the Mishnah on Beis Amid Aleph for a second. We say, V'lo zugul v'ara amru el kol mash amru chacham ad chatzos mitzvasan ad shiyala amra shachar. Hekter chalavim ve'ivarim mitzvasan ad shiyala amra shachar. V'chol hane'ech cholam liyom echa mitzvasan ad shiyala amra shachar. Im kein, lam amru chacham ad chatzos ke l'harch gadam min avira mitzvasan ad shiyala amra shachar. That's a dindo reisa about how long you have to eat the karbanos. And same for the Karban Pesach, which the Gemara is going to talk about in the Tes Amid Aleph. So Achilas Pesach, when's the latest you could eat it? So Mikra Din is Amra Shachar. Chazal give you an earlier shir of Chatzos. Right? So actually, doesn't that sound like Amra Shachar is a significant border? Yeah? Like Laila ends at Amra Shachar. At least from this Gemara on Daf. No one says you have until Netzach Hama. Okay. So, how else could you explain the discrepancy? If we put aside Eitan's suggestion for a second. I do think there are dinim that are important that depend on it still being night versus morning. So what might you say?
It's easier to tell.
What?
It's easier to tell.
Okay. You might say that it's all just astronomical or scientific. That maybe the beginning of light is a more defined shear than the end of light. When you're talking about the beginning of a day, like Lemeir Uba Karayom, so Alos HaShachar is a more defined moment than Shkia or Teis HaKochavim. Because Shkia, okay, the sun disappears, but it's still light. Teis HaKochavim itself is not so well defined. Wow, that's great. Great showing. Welcome. Welcome, Richard. Welcome, Jeremy. So maybe that's a reason to distinguish. Does that sound plausible on its face? You don't like it. Yeah, I don't like it either so much. So what else might you say? Another reason to distinguish.
It's kind of something that doesn't work so well. But if we're talking about the psukim, if you look at the psukim in the Tanya, it talks about we're being made day and night based on the work. So
right.
You would never really start work when it's too dark to start work. You start work when it's light enough, but as you're finishing, like I can always imagine myself like just trying to finish something before it gets
starting is a more defined moment than
finishing.
It's interesting. It's a cute suggestion. Right. So I think it's kind of like Eitan's suggestion about the lightness is more defined in the morning than the evening. What else might you say? I think we suggested something. We're kind of pointing in this direction in the earlier shiurim. No, that's it. That's a good idea. But why not say that for morning also? That you could be kovei a morning through your actions.
Because at some point you can see something. Like,
by the way, I added to the makor sheet, the old makor sheet, this interesting point that Eli Melech is raising. That once you daven Maariv, you can no longer put on tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin was tefillin. Like it becomes Laila Linyan tefillin once you daven Maariv, even if you daven up like a mincha.
You kind of measure it also, like, regards like Shema, like you kind of might be able to see, like,
Mishayakir. We'll talk about Mishayakir in a minute. Anybody, anything?
I can see where I can't see, and that's the end of it.
Okay, but why is there no Ben Hashem Hashem in the morning? So I think the best thing to say.
Did you ever say the thing about being like a new day?
Yeah. So flesh it out for us, Richard.
That the line between day and night is where you cross the threshold to a new day.
Yeah.
A new day.
I think that's right. Meaning, I think the idea of being Ashmashos is less a din in the transition from morning to evening and evening to morning. And maybe more of a din in the transition between Yom Rishon to Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni to Yom Shlishi, Yom Shlishi to Yom Revi. That, I think that could explain the discrepancy, meaning what's different about the transition from evening to morning is that you're all within the same halachic day. Vayera vayiboker. So the halacha allows for a more concrete, a more defined border. If you're just going from evening to morning, that's not a significant transition, or that is a well-defined transition. But the transition between Yom Rishon to Yom Sheni, that's a poorly defined transition. I think that would be like one reason to that would be like a nice conceptual basis to distinguish. I don't yet have a theory for why that should be the case, right? Like why the transition between days should be poorly defined, while the transition within a day could be well defined. But maybe you'll say that the determinants of each are different. So there's actually a different determinant for transitioning between days of the week than there is for transitioning between Laila and Yom within a single day. But I think that would explain why there's this discrepancy between Ben Hashmashos, which is between days, and no Ben Hashmashos for evening to morning.
Why do you have to refer to it as poorly defined versus like
well defined?
More well defined. It's just like, why can't you just say we're more conservative in our definition of day, like between two actual halachic days than within the same day?
You could say that. To me, that amounts to the same thing, because by us being more conservative in our definition, that amounts to saying that we have no clear definition of change. We say, oh, Ben Hashmashos, it's a Safik Min Yom, Safik Min Alayla, Safik Yom Vilayla, so we'll put upon it the Chumras of Shnei Yomim.
Well, they're equally ill-defined, though, according to that.
Which are equally ill-defined?
Same point with Yom.
The morning?
Yeah, the morning and the day.
But we have no Bein HaShemashos in the morning.
But I thought the point about it being conservative, no?
I'm talking about Bein HaShemashos. The fact that we have Bein HaShemashos, we're just being more conservative because, whatever reason, that between two actual halachic days, it might be something more significant than within just one day.
Right, but I'm saying once, to me that amounts to saying the same thing, that our halachic conservatism, to borrow your formulation, entails this halachic indeterminateness.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Because you're thinking about it in terms of, you know, legal spekos, right? Like we're less willing to take a stance on that question.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, I guess I'm referring to it more in like the positive sense where you're referring, I understand you're referring to it in the more negative sense though. Like it's just ill defined.
Well, I don't mean in a negative sense, I'm just saying it's vague. It's indefinite, less, I mean, literally in the sense of less defined. It's not a value judgment, good or bad. It's just that the day-to-day border is vague, inherently vague, indefinite, whereas the morning border is more defined. Well. Now, notice also the duration of Bein HaShemashos is pretty short, right? How long? What? But roughly 3/4 of a mil. Which itself is not so long. Now, in the morning, we do have this kind of area that we're not, it's not a suffix, but what are the two candidates for, or three candidates, or four candidates, what are the candidates for when morning begins? Like, when does daytime begin? Do we have a marker?
I think you have all mine.
I have all yours.
I can get one.
I'm gonna have. Oh, I have something here. So when does morning begin? When does the day begin? In the morning sense, right? So Jeremy, what did you say? Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar is a great candidate. What is Alos HaShachar? First light?
Yeah.
Should we go to first light? First light! First a light, and of course that's in which side of the, which direction? East, in the eastern portion of the sky. Okay. What's another candidate for the beginning of day?
Hanetz.
Hanetz Hakama. While we're on the topic of grammar. sorry, Hanetz, I'm ready to paste that one. Hanetz Hakama. Hanetz Hakama. So I was looking into this. The Sefer I was reading actually claims that if you're talking about sunrise as a verb, then grammatically it's Hanetz Hakama. Whereas if you're talking about sunrise as a noun, as like a name for the time of day, then it's Netz Hakama. Why does he believe this? So in Suvin we have Heinetzu, right? Which is, what does it mean? Heinetzu Rimonim, I believe. Well, it's sprouting, right? Like they sprout the flowers. So there, the Heinetzu is part of the, arguably part of the Shoresh. Unless it's a Hithiel. The grammarians are kind of worked up about this. But if you look at Unkelus in Bamidbar, where we talk about Vayatzeis Tzitz of the Mata Aron. So if somebody want to pull up Unkelus there. How does Unkelus explain Vayatzeis Tzitz? Tzitz also is the same Lashon, like Tzitzis, right? Of like peeking, peering. Mitzitz minacharakim. What does Unkelus say there? Vayatzeis. What?
Yeah,
that's just that Parach Mata Aron.
Yeah,
the Afik, the Lovin.
Okay.
The Anitz Nitz.
The Anitz Nitz?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. The Anitz Nitz. What?
The Anitz is the
Pifil. Right, so that by the hay, then it's probably from the verb being in a hifil form. But then the nates would be the noun, right? It sprouted sproutings. That's a nice little riot for the people who call it nates acham. So go to this uncle's here. Are you talking about the verb like sun? The sun is rising, type thing. Or are you talking about sunrise? And then maybe it is maybe nice, maybe just correct to call it nates. There you go. You've something to respond, Damasha Tashiv, to the grammarian to give you trouble. Josh, how are you?
Good.
Good. We'll get toed. You're a half hour early if you didn't change your clock. Okay, so another candidate here is Netzachama. Hanetzachama in the verb or Netzachama in the noun. It's a good targum, right? Okay, so does the day begin at sunrise or does the day begin at first light? Bit of an open question for us. Now let's look at the Mishnah in Megillah, which is the first Mishnah that we have on our Makorah sheet, and since of course it's Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's a great excuse to learn a little bit about Megillah. So what do we have here? Megillah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. Who's going to read it for us? Yoni, you want to get to work? It's a treat to have you here on a Sunday morning.
It's a treat to be here.
It's great.
In Kornes Megillah, the Lo Ma'elin, the Lo Toflin, the Lo Mazin, the Chen Shomer Eskon Kneged Yom, Lo Tisbol, Aj Shetani Tzachama.
So all these dinim, Mikra Megillah, Mila, Tvila, Hazah, you should only do all these things that require Yom. We'll see the Gemara Darshan's Pesukim that they require Yom. When should you do them?
From Netzachama.
So this Mishnah here seems to say, at least Lichatchila, Netzachama is the beginning of day. Now, what is this, just Geder Midrabanan, just like we saw in the beginning of Shir that and so too over here, because first light might be difficult to discern, so there's a harchaka to wait until Netzachama. Or is it saying that Maker Adin, ideally day begins only at sunrise, right? Which is it? But then the Mishnah says, V'chulan, but if you did a Mamar Shachar Kasher, now that sounds like a L'chatchila B'dieved distinction. Now, in the strongest formulation, that sounds like L'chatchila, the day should begin at Netzachama, B'dieved, the day could begin at Alos HaShachar. That's a funny way of putting things, right? Contrast that with the evening ritual, where we say it's all just a suffix. Right? Ben Hashemos is a suffix, we don't know. We don't say L'chatchila, the day should begin at Tzeisakuchavim. L'chatchila, night begins at Tzeisakuchavim, but B'dieved, if you did it from Shkia, it's okay. Maybe we do say that for some mitzvahs. What?
Don't we sometimes work if you do
something in
Mishmashas? Being like, it doesn't say
in the
form.
L'chatchila, you should count Omer from Tzitzik Ochavim, but if you did it from...
it didn't work.
Okay, so maybe there is some sort of analog here. But the point is that it's different. The Mishnah and the Gemara's presentation here is actually different from the Ben HaShemashah's presentation. It's not saying, oh, we don't know when Yom begins. It's a suffix from Alos HaShachar until Netzachama. The Mishnah actually starts off saying, look, all these dinim require Yom. Wait till Netzachama to do them. But, B'dieved, if you did them, Mishal Amar HaShachar, it's kosher.
Why would that amount to the same thing?
What?
Saying, Mikra Adin, you should do it here, but if you do it there, then maybe it works, implies some kind of suffix. It just not performing. What else does it imply?
L'chatchila B'dieved.
Why the B'dieved? Yeah, why does it work B'dieved?
Not because of the suffix.
Right.
What?
If it was because of the suffix, then it might not work, but we're saying it definitely works.
Well, so what is it? And why did we get it?
Maybe there's something about being Zachama that just makes it better. As opposed to it being a suffix.
It's more day. It's weekday and it's... Sorry, week, W-E-A-K. Right, weekday versus like full day. It could be. It could be there are two shiurim and yom. I'm totally comfortable with that. Right? There's... it's partially day. Let me tell you two ways of thinking about this. Three ways of thinking about this. So what do we do with this period in between Netzachama and Alos HaShachar? And we'll talk about what these things are in a second. One way of thinking about this is that day begins at Alos, but Laharkivad the Minavera.
You think that's why it's a mix?
We wait till names. So we push it off. That's one way of thinking about it. So the Mishnah is telling you, look, we incur a din alos at the beginning of the day, but better to wait till Neitz HaKama, you know, to be super sure. Yeah? It's like the Mishnah in Brachos about Chomash Amro Chamin Adja, Kol Shemitzvah Adja Al-Mashachar, Mucha Chama Al-Chatzos. That's one way of thinking about it. But metaphysically, the conclusion would be that day begins at alos, if you take number one. Option number two is to go the exact opposite way and say the day begins actually at Neitz HaKama. That's the beginning of day. But, maybe for a lot of mitzvos, they don't actually require astronomical day. It's enough that you are proximate to day. Just like we saw, Rashi, with respect to the pre-Shia Zmanim of Kriyashma, the beginning of the Masechta. I think Rashi had a Lashon. Chitavim lekame hachi samuch lechashecho. You're close to chashecha when you do tefillah right before sunset. So maybe the idea is that day begins at Neitz, metaphysically. But actually, the Torah is super relaxed and says that you could do day mitzvos prior to it being day, so long as it's almost day. But proximate, this would be like the opposite of like OCD Zmanim people. Right? It's like OCD Zmanim people are saying, like, oh, you gotta get everything timed perfectly, and the Torah is saying, look, the Zmanim are Neitz HaKama. That's when day begins. But, you know, since the day is like around the corner from Alos HaShachar, you could do mitzvos of the day before there's Zman. Mashal Mal Davar Domeh. When the Gemara talks about, you could be Matzli Shel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, and Matzli Shel Motzoi Shabbos Bis Shabbos. According to the views, they're not actually changing the Kushas Hayom or ending Shabbos early. Contra the Shavuot Yaakov and the Shita that we saw in the discussion last year, you could do mitzvos before there's none, but proximate is sufficient. You guys see that idea? You see it as a possibility?
Yes, I hear, but I wonder if there's a better way to say, I got this really kind of different idea, but more just like, we know that night ends at Olos. Anything called night was on Alos Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right? So just like these halachas, it's not day, it's just not night. They don't have to be daytime, it has to be not nighttime. Once you get to Alos, you can still do it.
Right. So I think that's a very important point. I want to make that point separately. The idea is that maybe we could accept the fact. Another way of putting your point, your observation, is like, why isn't there a daya that you could, that Nosar is triggered by Neitz HaKama, not by Alos? Right? And the answer is that maybe everybody agrees that night ends at Alos. But an end of night doesn't have to be simultaneous with the beginning of day. Right? And your point, yeah, maybe for some of these dinim, the reason why you could say you're proximate to Yom between Alos HaShachar and Neitz is because no longer Laila. That's the move, right? So lurking in the background here is this question about when is Haskalas Yom, and whether or not, so let's put this in brackets, separate question, do we think that Haskalas Yom is simultaneous with Sof Laila? Okay? But does anybody see the second? We'll see a medrash that I think the Yushalmi quotes, about a king who's going to travel, and
You know, they talk about the king traveling even before he's left his apartment, even before he leaves the palace. And he's packing his bags, and he's getting ready to go, he's getting ready to travel. That's like the chla, the traveling. So same thing, the day begins at Nates, but, you know, since it's just around the corner, we could view mitzvos of the yom as being chal from alos ha-shachar. Everybody see the difference in those two views? View one and view two? Okay. Third possibility is that there actually is no clear halachic kviyas for Yom Belayla. And instead, we have a hagdara lechatchila and a hagdara b'diavad. Meaning, the predicate of day is actually split. So when is day? When is day? So it depends what you're talking about. You're talking about lechatchila day or b'diavad day? And our lechatchila day is from Nates. And our b'diavad day is from Alos.
I'm going to say with number one. I mean, I'm assuming that the reason of the b'diavad is because of our b'diavad.
No, because I don't want to say that it's just Lahar Fagadim and Avera, because number one assumes that day begins really at Alos HaShachar. This is saying that day is ill-defined. It's actually ill-defined. I don't mean that in a value sense, Yoni. But there is no clear definition for the beginning of day. You could be koveya at the beginning of day. L'chatchila, you should not be koveya with mitzvos hayom until hanitz, but b'diavad you can do it from alos. So there's like, in the metaphysics of halacha, there's a l'chatchila and a b'diavad hagdara.
What would that be rooted in?
What?
What would that be rooted in?
Sorry?
What would that be rooted in?
What would that be rooted in? There could be a day, a few ways to say it. Depends how principled you want to get here. The one possibility is that yom could either be a function of lightness, or yom could be a function of the astronomical appearance of the sun. And actually, you could be magdir yom either way. Preferably, it's the mora gadol that should be kaviyah yom, but non-preferably, you could be magdir yom based off the appearance of life.
What motivates the preference?
What motivates the preference? So, good question. One way of motivating the preference, I like how you're going deep here, Ned. One way of motivating the preference is to say that you have more determinants of yom when you have both light and the mora gadol. So there's like more things to be magdired as yom from when the sun appears. Whereas when you just have alos before nates, you have fewer determinants that are magdired as yom. And so it's a weaker hagdara of yom.
The Torah itself, the Bereishis itself seems to indicate that like the sun, even though the sun doesn't make the day, it serves as the indicator that it is.
Mora gadol l'mshal sayom.
Right. So that serves that idea.
Right. That'd be one way of saying it, right? So you have you've checked more boxes of yom when you have both alos ha-shachar and nates ha-kam behind you.
But then you think that he gets pretty close to the, having an actual definition.
No, that is it's vague. Here you have from alos you have some signs of day. From Nate, you have many signs of day.
If you have
it's weaker day.
But they're constitutive signs.
What?
They're constitutive signs.
No, I think there's a... what do you mean they're constitutive?
Meaning, it's not as if we're trying to find evidence for a day, like, destined, right? It's... There is no definition of day in that way.
Right, that's
so
the way I'm thinking about
it.
We're trying to make it, right? We're trying to.
So each
each of these contributes to the
dayness.
The dayness.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a very fine philosophy. Yeah.
But you hear what I'm getting at. Yeah. Right. Okay, good. Three options. Yoni?
Question on two.
Yeah, two. Day begins and eights, but proximate is sufficient.
Is that a claim about all of Zman in general? Or just...
So we saw, maybe, the Ramban said something very funny along these lines when he spoke about Plag HaMincha, that you could use Tosefos from Plag, because Plag is, you know, just a couple of minutes off from Shkia if you do show Samanios from Tzeisa Kochav and Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, the significance of Plag is that it's proximate to Laila. And then Rashi was saying something similar over here. Then Mar's like, how could you say Kriyat Shema before Shkia at Mibod Yom? And the answer is, oh, Ben HaShemashos is not so long, so it's Samach LaChashecho. Yes, it would be a general theory of Zmanim that proximate to the Zman is Nivla in the Zman.
Isn't that kind of the whole point of Zman?
If you're OCD about Zmanim,
no,
yes.
You're the one saying...
If you're non-OCD about Zmanim, then it's...
No, you're the one who was saying the whole thing about how our whole role is to be really close, as close as possible to the...
I said that?
Yeah.
I thought I said our role is to make the Zmanim precise.
Yeah.
But that's consistent with the Zmanim being precise, but also having a precise smichus to the Zman. Right?
Would that be the same with Shiurim also?
What I meant when I said our role is to make the Zmanim precise is that I think that when you look at Al Piyah Torah Shir Yorucha or Vekamta Valisa Lamakomahu, the job of the Shoftim is to like give the best application of the Deoraisa categories. That's what I meant. Right.
I'm just using your language.
Yeah. Okay. Did I answer your question, Yoni? Yes, it'd be a general theory of Zman, and that proximate to the Zman could be...
Can you push that further to like Shiurim and different things?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The Raya to that would be the Torah itself. I don't know how this fits with Rumi's point. Like all the Shiurim are always... vague.
It's almost like...
You know, like, K'dei Hilach Mil. K'dei Hilach Mil is, K'dei Hilach Mil at the equinox. You know, Adam Benoni, what's the Adam Benoni, right? There is no ideal Adam Benoni, right?
That's already a level of specificity that is... You're right, that's already a kind of determination. That's later, that's downstream already.
What is? Benoni.
Yeah.
Right, that's the point. But that, so I'm saying the more vagueness there is, the more it's... That,
I mean, that's a good say. Since you're reading something from like Midiraita, it's not even that.
Saying it's less precise.
Even less precise.
Right, that's consistent with Yoni's point. Yoni's saying that like a lot of the Shiurim might be to get you within the vicinity of the Shiur, but there's always going to be a spread.
But can't you say that they just didn't have the means to give really precise Shiurim, and if they had SI units, then they would have... They would have used them, but they just didn't have them.
Maybe. And then the question then is, so the Torah that we were given at Sinai doesn't like SI units.
Maybe
right.
It was given, they just didn't have access.
Right. So it's an open child whether our job should be to get it to the micro minute, which I think was Romy was saying on the kind of make it as precise as possible. Or... the idea is that, no, like the Shiurim themselves are meant to have some sort of vagueness at their boundaries. When I said to make them as precise as possible, I didn't mean to the microsecond precise. I meant precise in their legal Hagadara. But precision in legal definition is consistent. Like the legal definition may be Kishir Kizayas or Kidei Hiluch Mil. So you're giving it this precise Hagadara. Hichsef Elyon Vihishvel Tachton. What exactly that looks like is still, there's obviously a lot of discretion in how that's interpreted.
What is dayness?
What?
What is dayness? I'm not joking. I'm saying, what do these criteria describe? Meaning, names, are those meaning as checkboxes? What are they describing?
Dayness. We're trying to figure out when is day. Hey, when does day begin?
But then that's one.
There's more characteristics of
you ever walk outside and like there's more love in the morning. That's day
enough. Well, right now it's very day outside. Isn't it very day? It's very day.
So
you know,
cloudy day is less day.
What?
My cloudy day is less day.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's just cloudier. It's cloudier. But the idea is that you walk outside between Alos and Nate's. You're like, it's quasi day. It's weekday. W-E-A-K. Right? It's weekday. That's the view. Something very intriguing about it. Right? Okay, so let's read through the Gemara in but this Mishnah Megillah is very important because it tells us these dinim, Kriyas and Megillah being among them, Mila being among them, Tvila, Hazah. The Hagdara of Day is Hagdara Lechatchila, Hagdara B'diavad, and we have three different ways of trying to make sense of that. But Lechatchila Day begins at Nates, B'diavad, Misha Allah Amir HaShachar Kasher. Okay, Yoni, you're doing a great job, Gemara, Minalan.
Minalan, Amar Kroba, Minayla Niskarim V'nasim, Bayom In, Balayla Lo.
So the Iker Din of Kriyas HaMegillah is Bayom. Right, this is a famous Gemara. Yom Elam is Karmas Venasim, so you need Kriyas Megillah by Yom, because the Psukim and the Megillah refer to day. By Yom in Belaila, no. This is what the Gemara says. We'll just read it because Pre Purim. Lema Tav Tid Rebbe
Shuvan Levi.
So there is a din to repeat it to do it twice, but we say, okay, we're talking about Kikatani Ad Yom. We're talking about Kriyas Megillah of the Yom. It has to be from this. Lechatchilo should be only after Netzach Amo.
Okay. Yeah. The law, Malin, dechtiv uveyom hashmini yimal.
So veyom hashmini, the mila of the child should be on the eighth day. Do you have? I'm just curious. Is there a Rambam passing in that Gemara here on Megillah Chaf Amud Aleph? Anybody have it? Let's see. Veyom hashmini. See the Rambam in Mila. Malin the Olam, Ein Malin the Olam Elabayom, Achar Alos Hashemesh, which is Netzach Amo. Okay. Ein Malin the Olam Elabayom, Achar Alos Hashemesh. What a funny language. Isn't that funny? Ein malin la'olam ela bayom achar alos hashemesh. Shenemar bayom hashmini bayom v'lo balayla. Mal misha Allah amir hashachar kosher. V'chol hayom kosher l'mila. V'yaf bichin mitzvah lahakdim b'tchilas hayom shiz rizin makdim l'mitzvos. Kind of a funny thing. There's a mitzvah lahaktim l'schilas hayom, zuzim makdim l'mitzvos, but that, you would think, oh, so then there's pressure to start from alos hashachar as early as possible, right? But the Rambam here seems to be saying, I guess, lahaktim b'schilas hayom, you know, you're limited by the boundary of nates. Right? It's a funny language of the Rambam. Okay, go on. So that's the Rambam language. Go on to other example. Okay, so Hazah and Tvila require Yom as well. So let's just look up this din for 1 second. I'll read it to you. Seconds. Kol chayave tvilos drama min mikvos aleph vav bayom chutz minida violeta shetvilas and balayla. So most things, most tvilos are bayom. So the Rambam here quote this din of lechatchila and b'diavad. I'm saying here he doesn't. I guess he already was Magdir Yom from Netzach Amo. It's interesting. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says all these dinim that have a pasuk that says Bayom that you should only do from Netzach Amo lechatchila. Okay, B'chulan Shalom Mishal Amar Shachar Kasher. Why B'dieved do we say that Amar Shachar is sufficient? Let's read the Gemara's explanation. Yoni.
No, really.
This is Chafam Beis in Megillah.
Amar Abba, the Amar Kav, Aikra.
Okay, this is a very important suggestion to the Gemara and Megillah. What's the thought here on Chaf Amud Beis?
That's number three.
Well, let's see. Let's be very careful. What's that? What's the suggestion of Meir Uba Karayom? Is that the idea that it's Meir Uba when it's the Lemeir Uba Karayom? Lemeir Uba. I guess the thought is like as long as it's coming and giving light, even if it's not here yet. So the Hagdar of Yom is it's or. Is that the thought?
Yeah. Otherwise, it would say Shemesh.
Yeah, what I'm trying to figure out is Vayikra Elokim Leor Yom is the idea here that lightness is Koveya Day, which is one way of interpreting it, or is the idea that the sun is still the Mor Hagadol, but since it's already giving off light, then, and it's on its way, Meir Uba, right? It's coming to give light. So it's like close enough and it's just around the corner. Like it's already traveling to give light. So that's enough to be Magdar as Yom. Anybody have a strong view about what the right interpretation there is?
So, I mean, he calls or Yom before the sun exists. So.
In the Pasuk.
Yeah. Not that that was.
It's interesting. I hear that.
What?
I was saying, why not? Like, that does sound something like
that. What? Say it again?
That if God calls all day before sun even exists, it can.
It's got to be light.
Because it's obviously not the same light that we see.
I don't know.
Either you want to run it back because you think the whole thing's a metaphor, so maybe like, mapping the sun is. Nonsense, or you're crazy and you think that the or is the word lingua, so it's not our life anymore. The whole thing's a metaphor, so it's not
right. Look at Rashi here. I just added Rashi on Pesachim, Beza Med Aleph, Lemei Ruba Karayom, Misha Shematchi Lahayir. The high or Lav Shame Dabarhu. Or you don't think it's just lightness? I think the sun doesn't exist yet. Rashi's clearly lightness, right?
Yeah.
V'hai or lav shem davar.
It's
not. There's no entity. It's just the.
Isn't there an implied subject to the sentence?
The illuminator, the illumination.
It sounds like
it's the sun, right?
Something is starting to be.
But I like the idea that this is before the sun exists. No.
I would say, like, I know that the psukim sound that way. It is a question of how the Gemara is interpreting the psukim.
Yeah, I'm adding.
It seems to be dark and not going with that.
I hear you. Look at this Rabbeinu Chananel I just added. Yoni, you want to read Rabbeinu Chananel for a second?
Yeah, Vayikra Elokim Leor Yom V'Shaninan L'Meir Uba Kar Yom.
It sounds. Yeah, they're all avoiding this. They're all avoiding the Shemesh language. Like they don't want to say the Chama. Right? You guys agree with that? Romy, you can't come around to that? You don't like that?
Maybe. What is it? I'm saying that that means it's day. It means that the light that's filtering in slowly is. Has day, like it is day, but doesn't mean that the day is.
Here, Mishayir Hayom. When the day gets baboker, like lightness, right? As the light increases, that's
the light is day, but it is not day.
But Lemeir Uba Karayom just means like the onset of lightness is what's kaveh day. Right, I think that's the Gemara, that's the Limud. One second, let me just take one more thing here. Meir Uba Karayom. Mizrach. Let me give you this to Rav Ram Menahar also. Meir Uba, I don't think this is helpful so much. Rav Ram Menahar, Meir Uba, Hainu Kishayonetz Haor Mifas Mizrach. When the light sprouts on the eastern corner. Sounds like they're talking about lightness. not the solar disk. They're not even talking about the movements of the solar disk. And I guess the best raya is the fact that the sun wasn't created yet. What?
The Yair.
Yair?
But that means that the yom of the subject.
So it's nothing to do with the sun?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Gemara doesn't like that reading. So I think maybe, Romy, if you could get on board for this. Rashi, Imsachim, Lemei, Ruba, Karayom. It's not talking about the sun. Just means the light that's coming. Mishasha maski lahair. Like from the moment it starts to get light. What tense is lahair?
I feel.
But it could be
the. Is the subject of the sun? Or it just means the day? The yom lahair? The high or lav shame.
And it's like saying the same thing.
It's like mad.
Right.
Like I get it, some of them.
Redness.
I think it's causative because it's your feel, but it could actually mean the thing itself is red.
Right. Lemei Rakarayom, Rabbeinu Chanan, Kolomar Mishe Yair Hayom Karayom. Rabbeinu Raman Ohar, Lemei Ruba, Hainu Kishi Yonei Tzor Mifas Mizrach. So maybe that's the idea that the Gemara here is saying lightness as it's getting light, as it begins to get light, it'll be Yom. Okay. This is a very interesting question also. When does this begin? When is Alos HaShachar? When do you think Alos HaShachar is? Yeah, you think so? You're Ovi Rakia guy now? Yeah, not with the Marmal Ashkar?
Yeah.
So let's put it in astronomical terms for a moment, then we'll look at the post-game. On its face, what seems like the best candidate?
First rays, like the first light being visible above the horizon, first rays. If you look.
Well, maybe that's
lighter
when it starts to get light. So when does it start? When does the lightness start shifting? Like when does the gradient start shifting into greater light?
Above 18 degrees.
18 degrees, right? What was that? What do we call that?
Astronomical
twilight. Right, which is minus 18 degrees. Now, it's actually not clear that's the right halachic definition, but it's a nice candidate for it, because that's when the horizon starts to shift and become lighter. Even though I don't know that you would see light yet on the horizon, but if you want to talk about this Meir Uba idea, this seems to be the best candidate, minus 18 degrees. The sun starts going higher.
How early is it?
What?
How early is it?
Depends on where you are.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, as an example.
But it's roughly an hour and a half before sunrise. That's pretty early. I think I checked the Zmanim for today. Let me see if these Zmanim are for today.
It would be a little less than that if the sun moves for a degree every 4 minutes.
What?
The sun moves a degree every 4 minutes.
A little less than an hour and a half, right?
Hour, but
that's what the Rambam said, that it's an hour. Remember, the Rambam came very close. I think the Rambam said 20 degrees, right? And the Rambam said that was like an hour and a third. Is that what the Rambam said? An hour and a third? Okay. Now, the Gemara rejects this. And one important question here is the Gemara, is this rejection decisive? So what's the objection? Go ahead. Sorry, what's the... I don't fully understand the objection here. What's the lamach shechuba?
Is it so that when it starts to become dark and on, we call it nighttime?
Meaning what? Hakaimalan.
Hakaimalan, the ad says it to Chavin, lav laylahu.
Okay, so this is an important Gemara for two reasons. Number one, the Gemara here seems to accept it as doctrine that Tzeis HaKochavim is Laila. This is one of the pieces of evidence that maybe the stem of the Gemara... Josh, that was for you. The stem of the Gemara...
Not
oh, you're done? You moved on? Okay. Yeah, that's a quick fad. The stem of the Gemara here sides with the idea of Tzeis HaKochavim, right? Which is not so obvious, because we saw Rabbi Yehuda himself seems to talk about Hichsif Elyon Vehishve Letachton as the Shir, not Tzeis HaKochavim. I think we saw even the Ravan who said explicitly it's Machlokas HaSugyos, whether Tzeis HaKochavim is Kovei Alayla or whether Hichsif Elyon Vehishve Letachton is, right? When the redness is taken out of the sky. Here the Gemara says, what's the objection about Mach Shechuba Kar Laila? The thought is that, what?
Symmetry.
Symmetry, and therefore, when should Laila begin?
Ben Ashmashos.
Yeah, so you think it's Ben Ashmashos?
Yeah.
Mm.
Not all.
Well, Shkia. Pash. Well, it depends who's Ben Ashmashos.
Fine.
Right, you're this in is Ben Ashmashos.
The way we see. Yeah.
Right, you can see here that's where Ramin Ahar. Who says, I'll just add him here, Ramin Har on the Sigin Megillah. Let's see, I'll add him right here. Does everybody see? L'mach shechuba, misheshaka hachama, shemach shech v'holech. That 0 degrees onward should be Laila. Who would love that? The Urayim. Because he says Shkia is this moment of that is Laila. So he has to figure out. I have to figure out how the Urayim would read this passage here. But the Gemara's point is that if you want to say Alos HaShachar is the beginning of Yom, then you should be committed to saying that Shkia is the beginning of Laila. Right there, Gabi? Yeah. The clock change is getting to you. Yeah. Okay. So it does sound like the Gemara ends up rejecting this idea that Alos is grounded in it being the Marba. Now, by the way, I think it's okay to break the symmetry. It's not obvious why the Gemara requires symmetry for the Hagdara of Tchilas Yom and the Hagdara of Tchilas Laila. Maybe Yom is Talui on Meiruba, whereas Laila like is not Talui on Machshech Uba. Why? Because there's just a natural difference between like the beginning of light and taking away light. You might say that lightness, if lightness is Kovei Yom, then once light begins, it's Yom. And so long as light is still there, it persists, it continues to be Yom. Right? So it's not obvious why the Gemara thinks that if you have Lemei Ruba, then you'd be stuck with saying that Shkia is the end of the day. This is important because I'm interested in this question about to what extent is that drasha that the Gemara offers viable l'maskana. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? So we reject this drasha. The Gemara gives us a different basis now for thinking that the day begins at Alos HaShachar. El Amar Reb Zeira. You did butcher that pasuk a little bit. It's okay. We said there's no excuse for butchering psukim, but it's okay on a Sunday morning. We're just happy to have you here. Yeah. So vanachnu osim b'mlacha v'chetziyam machzikim b'remachim me'alos hashachar ad seis hakochavim. So they were working. They were holding spears from dawn, from first light until the stars came out. And then we know the next pasuk is V'hayulanu halayla l'mishmar halayla mishmar v'hayom melacha. We worked all day, so we know. Therefore, my v'omer v'chitem mishalom hashachar labi mama michiar v'shim shalayla. Maybe you want to say the day is nates until shkia, and they just were so ambitious that they worked before day and after day. So the Gemara says, no, that's why it says v'hayom melacha. What does that teach us? Hayom melacha. It says they worked from Alos until... Yeah, it means the day is defined from Alos HaShachar until Tzeis HaKochavim. And that's consistent with how the Gemara and Brachos, I believe, derived the Tzeis HaKochavim. Right? I think the Gemara in the beginning. Pesachim has this drasha. So this pasuk in Nehemiah does a lot of work in being magdir the halachic yom. Okay? Okay, so this seems to suggest that we're day could be mugdir from alos ha-shachar. From alos until tzeisik ha-kavan. Now my question is, what type of limud is this? Why are you so excited, Josh?
I don't know.
What type of limud is this?
You're saying whether or not it's like a smachta, or like whether or not it's like actually learning it from the pasuk?
Yeah, but say better about those two different possibilities.
Like, I mean, is it that, you know, they had some other reason, whether it be Masora or some other reason, and meaning, you know, I'm explaining what an asnatha is, that's an asnatha, and they're looking at that pasuk, or is it that, like, at that time, they literally looked at that pasuk and derived from it that it must be...
Okay, what would that latter view mean? That they looked at the pasuk and they derived from it?
It would mean that before that point, it maybe was not so clear.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Social norms are
determining
factor.
Maybe it's not just a social norm, because you're saying that, okay, you're saying the social norm, the norm that they were working for that duration. Say a little better, even.
I don't mean norm of that period of time. I mean the
fact that they were working.
That people get up at a certain time. Or
but what would be koveh? Was it the fact as a? Let's do this Rambam, and then I'll say what I'm getting at. So. Jeremy, you want to read the Rambam for us in Parashat Mishnayos on this Mishnah Megillah? I think it's Vich. How do you pronounce that? Chishavnu. We calculated. Okay. So what does that mean? We calculate the day, we consider the day to be from Alos HaShachar, Lefi Shenemar BeEzra, because of the Pasuk in Ezra. Does anything about this Rambam strike you as worthy of comment? Eitan?
It's not really based on anything like in reality or not. Reality, like, I think there's no importance to the Eshnam or the Eshnam.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah. This formulation of the Rambam struck me as saying the following. Maybe I'm wrong. Sometimes you just read a Rishon and it kind of leaves you with this impression, but maybe the impression is not justified. But along the lines that Eitan just said, which is, we consider it to be day from Alos HaShachar because the Pasuk in Ezra calls it day. From Alos HaShachar.
Well, the reason they called it Yom is because they think that that's like halachically.
So it could be that it could. That's a possibility. That is a possibility. But I'm saying, but then the Rambam should have said something like it's Yom and Vaharaya, like the pasuk in Ezra also, the pasuk in Nehemiah also calls it Yom, right? The thing about the Rambam is it sounds to me. I'm gonna talk about the legal determinant thing again.
That maybe the day really could go, you know, could go from Alos, it could go from Nates, bit of an open. But one of the determinants of being Magdir Yom is like, how do the Ksuvim refer to it?
And so if you have like a Ksuvim on your side that like use that phrase of Yom for Alos HaShachar, that like pushes you, like that's like another box to check in the Hagadah of Yom from Alos.
Could I try to rephrase that?
Yeah, absolutely.
The astronomical determinants that we find relevant are the ones that we give.
It's an interesting way of putting it. So, like, you mean we will now favor the lightness determinant because the pasuk in Ezra. Yeah, it's nice. That's a nice way of putting it. I'm good at that formulation. But let me give almost an example of what I mean to just give you more traction on the suggestion. When you look at the fourth and fifth perek in Bava Basra, which is all about when you buy the house, do you buy the What?
What do you mean when you say X?
Yeah, what do you mean when you say X, right? So the Gemara does a lot of work kind of using psukim and things like that to show like what the words based off their usage in Tanakh mean. Now, everybody agrees that what really is kovea for the sale is like, what do the parties have in mind? But when the word is ambiguous, like it's nice to force its meaning or help assist its meaning based off its like biblical context. It's almost the way I think about it. It's like a good thing that the Torah is the arbiter of the meaning of our terms, of our concepts. Even though in that context, of course, it's not meant to be like a halachic kviya. Like, well, so you're just trying to figure out what do they have in mind when they're purchasing something. But when there's no way to adjudicate that, then looking at the meaning, like of the context of those terms in the Torah is a good way of like determining the meaning based off that. So to here, it could be that the Gemara is not using this. It may be, but it may not be using this pasuk in Nehemiah as, oh, this is a Gilui Milsa that when Moshe stood at Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megala to him, B'nevuas Moshe, that Yom begins at Alos HaShachar and ends at Tzitzik Ochavim. No. The pasuk in Nehemiah is just conveying the work ethic of the Shovei Tzion when they were rebuilding Yerushalayim. But that pasuk characterizes the Yom as Alos HaShachar and Tzitzik Ochavim. And now we have an extra thing counting in favor, permitting the Hagdar of Yom to extend from Alos until Tzitz. And maybe, if the people who returned to rebuild Yerushalayim only worked from Netz until Shkia, and the pasuk used the phrase Hayom Lemelacha to characterize Netz until Shkia, then this we wouldn't be as accommodating of Alos HaShachar until Tzitzik Kochavim. Possibly. My point is that, again, I'm not saying this is mukhrach at all. It's not mukhrach. Just the language of the Rambam here seems, V'chishavnu es hayom me'alos HaShachar, oh, l'fishen emar be'ezra me'alos HaShachar Tzitzik Kochavim, v'kara zman ze yom. Sounds like he's making a linguistic point that Nehemiah calls this yom. So like the fact that our ksuvim call it yom, that's like another reason to treat it as yom from Alos HaShachar. That's like a partial koveh, not just a gilui milsa.
What was before that?
What?
What was before that?
We don't know.
Wait, incidentally they work from Alos to Tzitz.
Yeah.
And the pasuk comes and describes it as yom.
Yeah.
So
that gives more fuel. It gives more support to the accounts in favor. It gives more weight to being Magdir Yom from Alos until Tzitz.
But it also it doesn't mean that that's also completely consistent with the first option, that there is a definition, and that the pasuk is just, it's incidentally matched the definition.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's not more. You could also say, no, Ezra and Nehemiah, when they wrote this pasuk, they're really just thinking in terms of...
It's like as if they work on a Sunday, they would write Yom Rishon.
What?
If they work on Sunday, they would have written Yom Rishon, or whatever. The point is that they're describing in their own terms to try to describe the reality that happened.
Right.
So the way they describe it is, okay, I'm going to use the Mishnah, the language of the Shakodesh, I don't know, that today. But that doesn't tell you anything about whether or not
it's actually Yom.
Well, that would be why the Gemara and Tosefta refer to as a remez and similar as opposed to like an actual Machudah. The pasuk is not actually coming to tell you this today, it's just incidentally throwing out the fact that it's day and night.
So I like that point very much, right? So Richard's saying, it's just a remez. Why is the Gemara used as a remez? If we're trying to say, oh, you see, the Nehemiah, you know, is thinking in terms of Hilchos Orchos. He's thinking in terms of Sifim and Orach Chaim when he wrote this pasuk to be Melamed Ledoros that it's Yom from Alos Shachar to Tzitzik Ochavim. Right? He was thinking about the Zmanim books when he wrote this pasuk. And it shouldn't be Remez Ledavar, it should be, right? But if it's remez ledavar, why does the Rambam say it like almost as if that's koveya the halacha? V'chishavnu es hayom alos hashachar lefi shenemar be'ezra v'karaz man zayom. So I'm wondering if that's like a thing, like, oh, like our holy books, scripture, even uses the word yom, right? It's like if you were to go to the Oxford English Dictionary and it said day, and it would send you the look in Nehemiah chapter 4, yom is from alos, it's used in the context of alos until tzitzkos chamos. Ah, that gives us license now to magdir yom from alos until tzitzkos chamos.
But that is no bearing on
the Just like Ned earlier in the shiurim was saying, oh, once Rabbeinu Tam is koveya it, that's like a chefza shel halacha now, that's like a sheet that you have to deal with, blah, blah, blah. It changes the contours of halacha. So to Avir, this pasuk in Nehemiah now creates more weight from the alos to tzitzkos chamos definition of day. Even if it was just incidental. That's kind of the feeling that I had when I read this Rambam. Richard, do you agree?
Yeah, well, I'm saying that it's good. It's no bearing on whether the Zman itself is inherently ambiguous. It could be that the ambiguity is epistemic, if there really is a metaphysical day. We just don't know what it is. We have all of these options in front of us.
Correct. What could we do but to follow Nehemiah?
Right, exactly.
Could be. Or it could be that, you know, there is no precise halachic definition of Yom. And then it's our job, it's kind of spread out, it's our job to magdir it. And we're saying, wow, like, you know, we could be magdir it this way based off, you know, the ksuvin.
Right, what was the name of that second reading? That second reading? I guess, like, one of these scenes I've read really, like, grounds that theory.
Because I think if it was all just epistemic svekos, you should have something like a, you should get into, like, it should be treated as a suffix.
Uh-huh.
And I just like, to me, like, there's nothing here that screams suffix for the period between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamah.
Did you also say, like,
it's a way of your argument for Benash Masha?
Well, hold up on the Benash. We still have to understand why is Benash Masha treated one way versus the morning. But I'm saying the fact here, this does nothing here. I think even if you do have, I think it's a one way implication. Meaning, I think even if you have a suffix, it could imply, as the Ritva would say, Yesh bo min ha-yom, Yesh bo min ha-layla, yom v'layla muravim zeh bezeh. So the fact that you have suffix doesn't mean that it's merely epistemic. But I think when you have no suffix, to me that implies that it's not epistemic. That's my response here. Okay, great. Everybody good with the Gemara and Megillah? Taf Chaf? A lot packed into this L'chatchila b'diavad distinction. Let's look now at the Rambam's Perush Mishnayos. Just one little brief comment about Alos or Amar HaShachar. Those terms are probably interchangeable. The Rambam Brachos Aleph Aleph Perush Mishnayos. So, what does the Rambam here say? Nachshon, you want to read it for us, or? Habokea. Baboker, so it's like that crack of light in the morning. We'll talk about that. So if you look to the east, it's some light that you see before the sun comes up. How much time? So an hour and a fifth. An hour and a fifth. Well, an hour 12 minutes. He says in Mishos HaShavos. I don't know why he says Shavos Shavos here. Does it mean Shavos Manios? Does it mean Shavos Shavos? But it's Ki. Either way, it's all Ki. Right? Is he at the equator? What's the Rambam? But it's about an hour and 12 minutes before. So that's what? That's 72 minutes. Which is really 4 mil. Right? If you have an 18-minute mil. Am I right about that? Right? Between Amar HaShachar and Alos HaShemesh, Netzach Hamah. Right? What does 18 degrees come out to? I think that's a little more than...
I checked for today, it was like an hour and a half.
It's an hour and a half today?
18 degrees is an hour and a half.
Okay.
So it might be 12 degrees.
Well, it almost says 20 degrees.
Somewhere else, right, where the Grok quoted was 20 degrees. Right. So do you have to figure out where's the arm? Is he writing for the equator? Is he writing? He's probably writing for an equinox day, but is he writing at the equator? Is he writing somewhere north?
We're pretty close to the equinox day.
Well, yeah, we're very close. We're like a week and a half off, right? 22nd, 21st, what do we say? It's close.
We said 21st, but I mean, like, it's around 21st every year.
Right.
Are these today's, what day is today on the dock?
I think I put these manim for Shabbos.
Okay.
When I was preparing, I was thinking about this.
What?
Well,
it's all hour.
Yeah, so we set the clock, so. Okay, so now look for page 2 of the source sheet. Let's introduce the Mishnah in Tamid and the Mishnah in Yoma. Calling all Kachim people. No? Jeremy, why don't you take it? Amar Lahem Amimuna. Mishnah in Tamid, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. So it's talking about the Karban Tamid. Go and look out. Tell me if it's the time to shech the Karban Tamid. When do they shech the Tamid in the Beis HaMikdash? Imigia. If it's the Zman HaTamid, the Roa, the guy who was looking to see if it's day, would scream out Barkai. What is Barkai? It means that there's a flash of light. You see some light in the horizon. We'll see this in a second. Same in the Mishnah. Oh, what is Masya ben Shmuel Omer?
Masya ben Shmuel Omer, Hadir Panei Kol Mishra, Ad Shishu Bechabron Kol Omer.
So he would say, oh, is there enough light that now it extends to Hebron? And if he said yes, then they would go and they would shech the carbon. Here's the Rambam's explanation. In Perashat Mishnayos and Yuma Gimel Aleph, we have a parallel Mishnah. Hoya lahem makom goa b'mikdash. Go ahead, Jeremy. There's a lookout tower. The guy would look out to see if there was light yet in the sky. What would he look for? Uch sheroa. Maskila hair. So that's first light. You'd look to the east. Is the horizon beginning to get light? You guys saw that picture I sent out from Haleakala? It's a pretty amazing picture, no? You see how well.
I want to go to Hawaii.
You want to go now? It's an amazing picture, no? You're just standing there on the top of this volcano and you see how light the horizon is? It's pretty great. That was an hour before sunrise. And you saw the Kochavim were still visible. Well?
I just think about what time
it was. It was 5:55. That was a time stat in my picture. And then the sunrise picture was 6:55. And you saw the Kochavim were visible in that picture. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was unbelievable. You just see, like, you're above the clouds and you just see, like, the whole horizon lit up. So here he's on this lookout. And when he sees it, it's beginning lahayir, Omer Lahem.
Omer Lahem, Borke.
Yeah, I don't know why the Rambam has Borke, but in Yano, Sats Barak Ha'or, the flash of light is visible. So it's not, he's talking about first light, correct? Also Shachar. The Omrim Lo, what would their response to him? So they say, oh, is it light until Hebron? So Hebron is south of Yishalayim. So here they wanted to make sure not just that it was a crack of light, but did the light spread enough that now it's Meir towards Hebron? Like, how wide is this first light? So they wanted to make sure that it was a substantial amount. The Gemara explains that they once messed up. They once saw a little light. It was really the Or HaLevana. And they confuse it with Orachama. That's why they have this extra security measure of not just Amar HaShachar, but that it's Amar HaShachar and it's Meir Ad Shebechevron. Kolomar.
Kolomar Yigia Ha'or Lefi Rav Seinach Ad Chevron. Yehu Amar Lahamen. Ve'ad Ngashin
Mishlech. So they would do the Shechita once they have confirmation that the Amar HaShachar spread to Chevron. Probably a couple minutes later. Now, what do we learn from here?
That looks not necessarily when you actually see the light a little bit later.
hard to say that.
It's not just like the first thing. It's like until like it's the
okay, but this is just a chumrah probably. Let's see if we have the Gemara here about the chumrah. Pam kolkach, isn't the Gemara here kolkach lamali? Let's see. Oh yeah, here v'lama hutzrichu lekach. Sorry, did I not give that part of the Mishnah? Here's the next Mishnah in Yuma. Oh, here it is. Do you see where I'm highlighting top of page 3? This is the Mishnah in Yuma Gimel Aleph. Jeremy, want to read that Mishnah? V'lama hutzrichu lekach. Why do they need this whole thing about Atche B'chevron? Shachtu es ha-tamid. So one time they shechted, it was a false start. They shechted the carbon tamid too early, and they had to get rid of it. They couldn't use it. So that's why, kol kach lam v'lam hutzchu l'kach, that's why, ad shebechevron, to make sure they don't confuse it with the mor alavona. It's the whole thing, when we talk about Rosh Chodesh, maybe tomorrow we should do a special Rosh Chodesh here. About where the moon is relative to the sun on Rosh Chodesh. You guys know this?
It's on the other side.
On Rosh Chodesh, the sun is conjunct. There's conjunct. The sun and the moon are lined up.
The Earth blocks the moon on Rosh Chodesh.
No, the opposite. The moon is lined up with the sun so that the only part of the moon that's illuminated is facing away from the earth. So none of the moon is illuminated at the molad. It's conjunction. That's why it's called conjunction. Guys, come on. This is, so here's the earth.
Yeah.
And here's the moon. And here's the sun. So the rays of the sun illuminate just this side of the moon. So zero part of the moon facing the earth is illuminated on Rosh Chodesh. That's when you get the molad.
So solar eclipses are always on Rosh Chodesh?
What's that?
Right, solar eclipses always on Rosh Chodesh then?
That.
Like how that works.
Solar eclipse meaning when the moon is blocking the sun? Yeah, it should be. It should be. That's the only time the moon would be lined up. The full moon, of course, is when it's on this side. The earth doesn't block it usually. But that's this way the sun is able to spread and you see the whole half of the moon illuminated. Alright, so that's why when we saw the Yushalmi in the beginning of Brachos, and the Yushalmi said that Halavana bitkufasa, then the sun comes up as the sun goes down as the moon comes up. It's bitkufasa, right? Because think about it this way. Bitkufasa meaning the moon when it's in its full. Some say Avigirsa bitokfasa. That's when the earth, the earth turns counterclockwise. When the earth rotates this way, you're pushing the sun away the same moment that you're bringing the moon in. But it's only at the full moon. Why am I telling you this? Oh, just because you have to figure out when would they confuse the Mor Halavana with the Mor Hachama that the moon is being mayor on the eastern portion of the sky. All right, we can talk about that.
The next solar eclipse is April
8th,
which is
Rosh Chodesh. Is it?
There you go.
Beautiful. See that? Cheshbon Tkufas Mazalos.
Well,
we should do a share trip to it. What?
Well,
yeah, it'd be awesome. That would be so good. Actually, I thought I was going to book, I almost booked tickets to go see the solar eclipse.
Hey, where? On one of those flights that are like flying.
I was going to either go to Erie, Pennsylvania or like Texas or something. It's like a swath from like Texas, northeast.
Yeah, you're not doing it?
What?
You're not doing it?
I think I have a conflict. That's the. Gosh. I'm going to still see it.
2044.
Well?
That's 2044.
I know.
That's so awesome. I mean, you could also come to elsewhere in the world.
Well?
The one in North America.
This is the full solar eclipse. They have a lot of these like partial solar eclipses where like you see the ring of light around it.
But if you're not there, you just don't notice it.
What?
But if you're somewhere else, then it just doesn't.
You don't see it. If you're somewhere else, you don't see it because think about it this way. It's like a shadow of a plane. It's like when the plane a plane could cross in front of the sun and block its light for a second, but it's only if you're in the shadow that it really affects you. So the moon is not so big. It's not big enough to block the whole shadow, to block relative to every place on Earth. It's only just relative to like a few miles swath. That's that. See, everyone else has light. It's just...
We'll see like partial eclipse.
Right, we will. It also moves. Yeah, it's partial. We'll see a partial eclipse. That's why it's a strip.
Right. Okay, so they messed up with the... So, do you see, Eitan, do you ask the question? It's just that they messed up here with the Oravon. That's why they're machmir for Ad Sheyayir, Ad Shebechevron. But otherwise, it sounds like, in principle, Amar HaShachar is... So, if I asked you, Jeremy, when did they do... When was a kosher to the Shechit HaTamar in the Beis HaMikdash? Alos HaShachar. The Rambam paskins that. That's Mepurish. That seems to be implied by the Mishnah in Talmud and the Mishnah in Yuma. Let's read the Rambam in Tminu Musafim. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Go ahead, Jeremy. Mitzvase
Lahakriv. Mitzvase Lahakriv, Shnei Kumasim Alos, the whole Yom, the Aim and the Krayim Tminin. Asad Vokir, the Asad Vin Arvayim, Shnemar Shnaim, the Yom Alatim.
Okay, so you have Mitzvase to bring the two Tminim, is the Rambam Shita. The Ramban suggests that maybe we should count them as two separate mitzvos. Very interesting debate that we're not going to get into now. Halacha Beis.
The Emesha is launched, should be Shita Asan, Shal Boker Shlotin Asan Kodam Shetala Pama, Mishi Orpne Kol Mizra.
So notice Rami even emphasizes Kodam Shetala Hachama. The Shita was before the sun rises, so it's before Hanitz. Maybe that's the basis for Rabbi Huda's Shita. That Shachar is only at Arba Shos, because that's the latest they ever brought it. But the Tchilas Hazman is. The Ram here writes, Mishayor Pnei Mizrach. If I were the Ram, I'm here. I don't know why he writes Mishayir Pnei Mizrach. Probably should have wrote Mishayir Pnei Shachar, just their machmir for Yair Pnei Mizrach, because that's the probably the more precise shir. But the Ram gives you the shir with the chashash. Contrast that with the Ram's language in Avodas Yom Kippurim, which is a little more precise. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would be up all night, he was Doresh, blah, blah, blah. He would read, he wouldn't sleep. If you'd nod off, they would snap at him. Umis askim imo, go ahead, Jeremy. So they would keep him preoccupied until Zman HaShechita. When was Zman HaShechita? V'lo yishochtin. Okay. So here the Ram is a little more precise, right? They would wait for the Shechita until they were sure that it was Amar HaShachar. But notice that the real shear is... Amar HaShachar. Alos HaShachar. Mishayir Pnei Mizrach. Ad Shebechevron is just to make sure that it's Bevadai. What's the concern? That you can't do the Shechitas HaTamid when? Balayla. So what can we infer from here? The Hagbidara of Yom with respect to the Avodas HaMikdash. L'chol HaPachis for the Shechitas HaTamid. Alos HaShachar. What about the Mishnah and Megillah? The whole point of the Mishnah and Megillah is that L'chadchila were Magdir Yom from Netzachama. Okay, B'di'eved, if you did it from Alos HaShachar, you're Yotze. So the Mikdash is B'di'eved. The Mikdash, they're just rushing out to get to work, to trade stocks before the market's open.
There's reason in the Mikdash.
Well?
So
Romy's saying a Kiddush. Maybe Quantum's reason him. If that's the argument, then maybe that forces interpretation number one. The day begins, Alos HaShachar, Rok, Dilahar, Kadam, and Aveira, we say, wait until it's Akama, but the Quantum's reason him, they don't need Kadam, and Aveira. So we go back to the Maker Adin. The Maker Adin is Alos HaShachar. That's how Romy wants to read it.
They had the Hebron. That's the same thing.
Yeah, the point is that they don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't need the Nes.
Okay. That's one way of reading it. It is pretty striking that the Zman and the Mikdash here is Alos HaShachar, right? Uncontroversially. for the Tamid. What do you make of that? Is that a Raya Brura that Yom starts at Alos, really? It's kind of interesting. What?
Different definitions of day, different
things. Maybe. But at least we have, sounds like there's a really strong anchor here for Alos HaShachar. Let me ask you a question. When's the earliest you could daven Shacharis? So today we had sunrise at 7:20-ish. When's the earliest you could daven Shacharis today?
Apila or Los Apila or even Shazat
Bab? It's a loaded question. Let's say Lechatchila in your Lechatchila in your view.
Yes. Okay, Nates.
What?
Nates.
Hanates? Hanates? Sunrise. So Jeremy says sunrise. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah, you're thinking the Mishnah Megillah? Because the Mishnah Megillah says Lechatchila Yom is from Nitz and only Bidiyavet if you do it from Alos. It's because of Vasikin. Wait a second. If I say, Jeremy, when's the latest you could daven Shacharis? Okay, but why didn't you ask me Lechatchila Bidiyavet? If you're telling me the Raya is Kvasikin, then you should tell me that davening after Vasikin is Bidiyaved.
It is.
Is it? Is it Bidiyaved? So we'll see. Some Rishonim want to distinguish between three different dargas. There's Lechatchila, there's Bidiyaved, and there's Ikar Mitzvasa. Ikar Mitzvasa means like the perfect timing. That's like a Hidr, Yeruchan, Shemesh, something. But Ikar Mitzvasa is different from the Chatchila B'diavad distinctions. So, Jeremy, I'm going to ask again. When's the earliest you could daven Shacharis? You said what? What were you saying?
First, saying Hanetz.
So, Nitz. No, Hanetz, sorry. Hanetz, sunrise. Jeremy says sunrise is the earliest. Why not Alos HaShachar?
So, you see, you had to go back to the Mishnah?
Which Mishnah?
Megillah.
Megillah. Why do you go to Megillah? Why not to Tamid or to Yoma? After all, we learned the fourth parak, right? What does the Gemara tell us in the fourth parak of Brachos? Tzvias HaShachar ad ad Chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Arba Shos. Where did the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda get their shiurim from?
Korban.
Shka, which Korban?
The Tamid.
Korban Tamid. When's the Zman of the Korban Tamid?
Halos.
So, why are you telling me Neitz HaCham is the earliest? Shouldn't Halos HaShachar be the earliest? And take a look for a moment at the Rush. Our friend the Rush.
According to the first conceptual model, it's still, still a hard
to get out of. One second. Let's take a look at our friend the Rush. The Rush in the beginning of Tzvias HaShachar, Perek Dalet of Shabbos, Halacha Aleph. What does the Rush say? Tzvias HaShachar ad Chatzos, Rebido Omer ad Arba Shos, Tzvias HaMincha ad Erev, Rebido Omer ad Plag HaMincha, Tzvias Erev in the Kev of Shal Musaf Mekol HaYom. Ad Chatzos. V'tchila Zmana, when's the beginning Zman of Shacharis? The Mishnah didn't tell us, correct? Yireh Misha'ola Barak HaShachar. V'heir Pnei HaMizrach. Where's the Rush get this from? Mididahava Atamid Shachar. Atamid HaShachar. Beautiful Rush, right? Afagav di Iker Mitzvasa im HaNetz HaChama k'dechzivim Yerucham Shemesh. Even though there's a mile of davening Netz with the sun, Mikom Akom im Hispala B'sha Zu im Hispala B'zu HaShah Yatza. Just follow the Korban Tamid. The Korban Tamid is Kaveh, the Sof's man. So a Meferish of Mishnah when the Tchilas is man for the Tamid. So the Tchilas is man of Shacharis, Nikar Adin is? Alos HaShachar. That's a beautiful analysis of the Rosh. Jeremy, you're right. The Olam is thrown off by... We'll see what they're thrown off by. But Alos HaShachar here, the Rosh tells us, is the Tchilas Man Shachris. You're right. It's not Iker Mitzvasa. Would you say anything that's not Iker Mitzvasa is Vidyeved? I don't know, but... Iker mitzvah here means nates, not before, not after. So to daven 20 minutes after nates is just as bidyevet as davening 20 minutes before nates on this view of the Rosh. This is the shechita of the Tamid.
Saying,
do you have a problem with that?
So
when did they do the Shrikas at Tamid? Do we know?
It's not before nates, not the Mishnah Yom. Isn't that one of the things?
No. Not Shrikas Adan, that's Hazah, I thought, for Dam Chatas. Right, for Hizah Atar Al Atame, I believe. I don't think it was for the... I don't think it's for the Shrikas Adan. But we have to see, is there any Maila waiting for Zrika until Netzacham? That would be an interesting thing to check. Good Rosh, right? Eitan, you knew the Rosh? It's good, right? The Rosh doesn't need our endorsement. Look at this other Rosh in a second. Fine. Let me see. We'll look at this other Rosh in a second. Let's put a little pressure for the Rosh. Comes from what Jeremy said initially. We know why Jeremy said sunrise. Go back to our Gemara on Tesem Abiz. And then we'll wrap up with this. So what did the Mishnah say? So remember, let's review the Mishnah on Tesem Abiz. Good thing we finished the whole first parak. Who remembers the Mishnah on Tesem Abiz? Gavi? Let's read it quickly in the Gemara. May Masai. So she finished Kriyat Shema by Netzachama. Maybe that's a Silvesman Kriyat Shema according to Tanakama. Fine. Rehuda or Bishu Omer? Okay. One moment here, just to get our Zmanim picture. So when is Tchilas Zman Kriyashma? Mishiyakir. Okay, Tchilas Lavan, Tchilas Lekartis, Chavir Abdallad Amos, fine, but now we have a new shear. Mishiyakir, sometime in between Alos HaShachar and Netzachama. Well?
Like it just dropped. Like a new shear.
New shear, exactly. Check your YU Torah mobile app. Mishiyakir. What's this? Well? Oh, so maybe you want to say there's a special din in Zman Kima. I will point out. Well?
Lightness. How light is it?
Mishiyakir? Maybe a shear in lightness. But it's a new shear, right?
Not necessarily a new shear of day, but yes.
It's a new shear of something.
Yeah.
Right? I want to throw in a bit of a monkey wrench here. Go back to Ches. Stop Ches for a moment. I have it here on the source sheet. It is on page... ...12 of the source sheet. Daf Ches Mebez. What? One of our favorite Gemaras, correct. Pa'amim sh'adam kuri kriyashma shtei pa'amim ba'layla. Achas kodim sh'yala amad ha-shachar. V'achas la'achas sh'yala amad ha-shachar. V'yotu b'ni deich l'vasu. V'achas sh'yom v'achas sh'layla. Two big problems here. Problem number one.
He calls it
Layla. So Rishon Bar Yochai calls this Laila, even though it's after Alos HaShachar. So that's a big problem for the Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chav. However, it's not such a big problem if you say that from Alos until Nates, there's like Laila and Yom Me'urav Zebezet. Right? But here we're calling the period of time between Alos and Nates Achama, Laila. Correct? But one second, are we calling it Laila?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I'm saying the Gemara uses the phrase Laila. So if you're getting excited about a pasuk in Nehemiah, how it uses the words, and you want to get excited about the Talmud Bavli and Chasam Beis, it uses the word Laila for the Zman of after Alos HaShachar. So that's one important thing. Number two, what's the second important thing in this Gemara? What does Shimon Bar Yochai say, Ladina?
B'diavad.
He didn't say anything B'diavad. He says something B'diavad here? I didn't see anything but the other. What did he say? Your Yotze.
After
Amar HaShachar. Did he say anything about Misha Yakir? What? Maybe. So maybe you want to read in this Gemara and say, oh, he meant after Misha Yakir. That's what he meant. I don't think it's a Pashup Shah in the Gemara. He says, Achas Purim Shalom Amar HaShachar, Achas Lachar Shalom Amar HaShachar. You want to tell me that he means, do you think he means that you wait until Misha Yakir here? What do you think? Just reading the Gemara Kipshuta. Is he standing to wait Misha Yakir? No, I think not, right? So now he's saying Yotze Kriyashma before Misha Yakir? I don't know. So no, it's an important question. How? And if not, then we have another person. Maybe it just means B'dieved? Yotze Kriyashma? But L'chatchila, you should wait until Misha Yakir? But if we're in L'chatchila B'dieved distinctions, why not wait until Neitz Achama?
When I said B'dieved, I said it's because you can rely on Bishas Achat, right? Isn't that the
Moskona? One second. Say it again.
Isn't the Moskona of this Gemara that you can rely on Bishas Achat?
But let's just figure out what his Shita is.
Wouldn't there then be he's holy God? Ideal time
of Mishiyakir. Okay, so then maybe you're saying Mishiyakir itself is disputed?
Yeah, by a
time. Maybe. So it is a possibility. It is a possibility. Okay, go back to now. So we have two things you want to confront here in this Sugya Daf Ches. Number one, we're calling it Laila after Amar HaShachar. That seems to be a problem. Number two, maybe you could be Kori Kriyashma Shel Shachar before Misha Yakir after Olos HaShachar. So Gabi, take us back to Testament Biz. So what is Misha Yakir exactly? Different Shiurim. We'll see. Is this machlokas? Is it the same shear? We'll look at the Rishonim here. Bachir
Momen. Bishir as Chaber Rachel Parva Amos Vigakirenu. Amarakuna Halacha Kachir.
Okay, so Lachas Kachirim. Mishir as Chaber Rachel Parva Amos Vigakirenu. Amarabaye.
Amarabaye.
The Tfilin Kachirim. The Kriyash Shema Kivatikin. Oh, see, right. He said the Kriyash Shema. What does that mean? Read this carefully. What is the Shir Kavasikin? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is a Shaila. Does Iman Eitz Acham mean with sunrise or before sunrise? The Shaila is, meaning is it preferable to wait for Kriyashma until after Eitz Achama, like the Mishnah in Megillah? Is that what the Minhag Vasikin is?
To
finish it with Nates.
Yeah. So that you can then start Shachar right after
it. So you're saying the Kriyat Shema should be before Nates, L'chatchila? So that's a very important question, right? It's not so clear, I'll just point out.
But then the Gemara itself also says that's not really Yom, because the next line says they go over to them and say, "How those building in something palbiom?" If you doubt being palbiom there, that means the right before Nate wasn't really yom, and it's just a special
thing. Oh, so read that. So tiny nama is the most important part.
Tiny nama, but the thing I need to go over to them and say, "How the building feel of nim some palbiom?"
The nim some is palbiom. What does that mean? Nimsum is baal bayom. So what? Tefillah put in mitzacham is not bayom? What? Lechayra. What about the rush? The rush just told us that this man tefillah follows the karban tamid. Karban tamid is mishalom ha-shachar. What? They didn't do the karban tamid bayom? The shechitas karban tamid is balayla? The whole point of that thing is that if you do it before los ha-shachar, it's layla. So what a mess. What a mess. Nimsum is baal bayom. Look at Rashi, Divra Maskum Espala Bayom. Dohanetza Chamel Divra Kol Yomu. So you can see the problem here, right? This Gemara, and this is why, Jeremy, this is one of the motivations for the view that you said initially, that Lechatchila, you shouldn't be davening before Nates at all. Partially implied by this Gemara. That the whole point of Asikin is to time your Tefillah to the earliest Man Tefillah. And Vasigan is to get this man tefillah as early as possible. But that's against the rush. So we have to figure out how the rush would be that you read this. And then also you have this kind of puzzle that then Kriyashma is supposed to be dafka before Netzachama, which is kind of strange. Assuming that Kriyashma requires Yom in the same way. Okay. So everybody see the task that we have in front of us? We have all these different Zmanim Shel Boker and these different dinim that depend on, seem to depend on different things, may have different shirim. We have alos, we have mishayakir, and we have netzachama. We don't really know about the hagdara of yom. You know, yom netz versus yom from alos, what the chashivas of mishayakir is. And we don't really know why we should distinguish between these different mitzvos. It sounds here like we are distinguishing between the mitzvahs. Maybe tefillah can't be before Nates. Maybe Kriyat Shema is dafka supposed to be before Nates. Why are some things totally on Misha Yakir? Okay. So we wanna sort that out. Jeremy.
Because the Rashi just said the Nates are Kama Libre Kol Yom Tov. So Rashi says by the mission of Megillah that really Alos HaShachar is Yamamah.
Yeah.
And then it says that it's because cautious for it.
Right. So it's funny here that he says Lekuliyama Yomu. So also Kuliyama Yomu is a funny, what does it mean with Divya Kol? It means like Chaladeos? Does he mean it's like super day?
Or like up until that point. After that point everyone hears it say, but especially before, like special.
Right, yeah, meaning like it's like maybe like the use of the term is a day yet, you know, and some people refer to it day. So it's controversially day from Amar HaShachar until Alos, sorry, from Alos until Netzachama, but it's uncontroversially Yom afterwards. And so, okay, so maybe that's like the L'chadchila, but do you have a distinction? Right? So we want to sort out these different views about the Hagdara of Yom. Now, I just want to say, looming in the background here, which will be our next big sugya, is calculating Shel Zmanios. When you calculate Shel Zmanios, are you calculating them from Alos or from Netzachama? And does your calculation of Shel Zmanios, do you want that to align with your Hagdara of Yom? Or which Hagdara of Yom should that align with, separate from the Chiyuv Mitzvos question? Alright. Let's stop here. We'll pick up with this in our next year.